We were very fortunate that we had previous relationships with both of them. We were fortunate enough at Skydance to make a movie a couple years ago called Jack Reacher. Mm-hmm. And Jai Courtney was the lead villain in that movie, and he was 56 on the call sheet, but we could not take our eyes off of him. He was incredibly talented. And but we ran a really lengthy casting process, and to give you an idea how dedicated Jai was to getting this, he was shooting Unbroken at the time, flew back to the States for less than 24 hours to test with Amelia on his only day off, and then flew right back to continuing shooting. And when he did, you literally read his first take, we looked at each other and said, he's Kyle Reese. And then with Jason Clark, I got to know Jason through my sister. My sister made a movie called Zero Dark Thirty with Jason, and that was the first time I saw him, and I was wildly, wildly impressed by just how phenomenal of an actor Jason Clark is. He's, as you said, he's so layered, he has so much depth. And we got lunch the week afterwards and said we have to find something to work on together. And so when we were developing John Connor, we were always hoping that it would be Jason Clark. And the challenge that Jason has in this movie as an actor is you only get to see John Connor the hero for 20 minutes, and so you have to completely fall in love with him as an audience member, because if you don't, the turn will not be tragic. And Jason brought all of this tremendous amount of depth and nuance to his performance that makes him a tremendously phenomenal John Connor.
And then there's Amelia. You know, credit to Amelia Clarke, because it's a daunting thing to step into the role of Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
You know, you're playing a feminist, iconic action heroine. And, you know, she'll say that she watched T1 and T2 quite a bit while she was auditioning. And then once she got the role, she stopped watching them and read our script and realized that we were looking for a different Sarah Connor. And it's a Sarah Connor that she had to make her own. You know, we didn't want her to mimic Linda Hamilton, because our Sarah is a very different person. You know, Linda Hamilton, while both T1 and T2 are Sarah Connor, they're very different characters. You know, the Sarah in T1 is an innocent, and this thing comes crashing into her life. And in T2, she's damn near on the brink of insanity, and she's a warrior who's a mother protecting her child. And then there's our Sarah Connor, who lives a completely idyllic, normal life until she's 9 years old and her parents are murdered in front of her. And this machine shows up and says, I'm going to protect you forever. No one's going to hurt you. But by the way, here's what the rest of your life looks like. Here's your fate. And she has to live and be trained knowing that. And in the way that most young girls respond when their father figure says, here's what life has planned for you, you go, I don't really know if I'm going to do that. And Amelia, you know, we were huge fans of Amelia's from Game of Thrones. But you know, we had a lengthy audition process for this role as well, and we looked at her reads and said, that's her. She just has this perfect blend of strength and vulnerability. And because our Sarah is a more youthful Sarah, it was perfect for us.